Woo! Yeah, it's Elvis Costello Day. I'm Brad of the Bone. You're listening to Brad's Vinyl. And I can't do it anymore, and I'm not satisfied. We're going to have some rockabilly going on today on Brad's Vinyl. Elvis Costello in the background. That's right. Elvis Costello out of 1977 on Stiff Records. We'll be featuring My Aim Is True right here on Brad's Vinyl in its entirety. Elvis Costello, birth born as Declan Patrick McManus. We've had some Elvis Costello featured on Brad's Vinyl before, so you can see why he changed his name. And 1954, a couple years older than I am. Elvis Costello, famous for things like Oliver's Army, Elvis Costello and the Attractions. Oh, My Aim Is True is actually one of my favorite of his. It talks about a girlfriend named Allison. My Aim Is True. Born in London, Elvis Costello, and this is out of the 70s. Costello and the Attractions actually played as a replacement for the Sex Pistols once in 1977 out in London. Yeah. Yeah, and let's see. This disc, when is this disc done? This disc is one of his, I believe it's his first actually full, yeah, that was their first full studio LP, 1977. That's right. The debut LP by Elvis Costello. Recorded in Holloway, London, borough of Islington. Recorded in 1976, released in July of 1977. And in 77, Rolling Stone magazine named it one of the best of the year. How about that? Way to go, Elvis Costello. And let's get on into side one right now. It's Elvis Costello's debut LP, My Aim Is True, right here on Brad's Vinyl. Now that your picture's in the paper being graphically admired, you can have anyone that you have ever desired. All you gotta tell me now is why, why.
I never my burglars took it long before I could nail it to you. Still, you are the only one that I can't let it slip away. So here's the man with the ticker tape that tries to take it. This is what I'm gonna say. Blame it on Kane.
Yes. Somebody else's home. Before somebody else starts bringing up their own, I get you in my dreams. You should do the things you see. It's not that it's so much fun, but it's safer that way. Sneaky feelings, you can't let those kind of feelings show. I like to get right through the way I feel for you, but I still got a long way to go. We call it a day, and we can both confess that we can force me to use a little tenderness. White lies, alibis, or anything that say that it's true. Or we could sit like lovers staring in each other's eyes, but the magic of the moment might become too much for you. Sneaky feelings, sneaky feelings. You can't let those kind of feelings show. I like to get right through the way I feel for you, but I still got a long way to go. Oh, I still got a long way to go. Oh, I still got a long way to go. Oh, I still got a long way to go. Oh, I still got a long way to go. Oh, I still got a long way to go. Oh, I still got a long way to go.
Okay, still got a long way to go, he keeps saying. Elvis Costello. I am Brad of the Bone. You're listening to Brad's Vinyl, an eclectic collection of all my vinyl LPs from the 70s, 80s. Mixture of classic rock, acid rock, orchestral rock, electronic rock, new age, new wave, pop, punk, rockabilly. I think I said it all. And more. Jazz rock. A little jazziness there. Elvis Costello. A little bit of a jazz touch. Let's finish side two. Before we move into side two, that was side one. Yeah, we have a good time out here at Brad's Vinyl. We started out with Welcome to the Working Week, followed by Miracle Man, then No Dancing, Blame It on Kane, Allison, and finishing up with Sneaky Feelings. Yeah, Sneaky Feelings. Working Week, kind of about a working man's routine. It's routine with lyrics like, I know it don't thrill you, I hope it won't kill you. And then my favorite, of course, which had some commercial success, Allison. Yeah, Allison getting some commercial success out there. And a little bit of airplay. It's a love song. It's a love song about a love lost, with lyrics like, you used to hold him right in your hand, I bet he took all he could take. It sounds like it's about his former girlfriend, perhaps, or sweetheart, who is now married and happily married, we think, but it doesn't sound like it's so happy. So, yeah. Maybe Elvis Costello's trying to be a little homewrecker there. Who knows? I don't know. Speaking of relationships, he's actually been married three times. So, first time in 1974, actually, Mary Bourgeon had a son, Matthew, actually. towards the end of that marriage. And then towards the end of that marriage, he actually got involved on and off again with the romance with B.B. Buell, which happened to be the then girlfriend of Todd Rundgren. How about that? And also, she was the mother of Steven Tyler's daughter, Liv Tyler. Little trivia there. So, and, did he marry her? I don't know if he was married her or not. He was married three times. His latest wife was piano vocalist Diana Krall. And he married her at Elton John's home in December of 2003. So Krall's had twin sons, actually. And, what else? A little more trivia. Elvis, he was a vegetarian. He's actually a vegetarian. How about that? An avid football fan, too. Yeah. So, and he gives back. He sits on the advisory board of directors, the board of directors of the Jazz Foundation of America. And he's been a featured performer, actually, in their benefit, their annual benefit called A Great Night in Harlem, since 2006. So I guess he's still out there performing. More on Elvis Costello later. And we'll be right back.
Mr. President, members of Congress, you've been making a lot of noise about taking our guns away. But you might want to review history. 1835, Gonzales, Texas Territory. The authorities wanted to confiscate the big gun that protected that colony. You know what the people said? Come and take it. Because they were willing to fight for their freedom and their guns. So are we.
Come and take it if you want it. Come and take it if you think you can. Come and take it, but I warn you, you'll have to pry it from my cold dead hands. We want the freedom that God gave us, so you best not cross that line. If you want this gun, you gotta come through us and take it.
One shot at a time. Just like Gonzales, we're keeping our guns.
All right, well, let's get on into side B of Elvis Costello's My Aim Is True, right here on Brad's Vinyl.
I'm not afraid.
tassel with a swastika tattoo. There is a vacancy waiting in the English voodoo. Carver beef for vandal on the field to bar's head. When it's had enough for that, maybe you'll take him to bed too. He's alive, or he wishes he was dead. Turn up the TV, no one listening will suspect. Even your mother won't detect it, so your father won't know. They think that I got no respect, but everything means less than zero. Hit, hit, hit. Household and his sister are doing it again. They got the finest home movies that you have ever seen. They got a thousand variations, every service with a smile. They're gonna take a little break and they'll be back after a while. Well, I hear the South America is coming in a style. Turn up the TV, no one knows, none will suspect. Your mother won't detect it, so your father won't know. They think that I got no respect, but everything means less than zero. Hit, 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 hit. A pistol was still smoking, a man lay on the floor. Mr. Oswald said it had an understanding with the law. He said he heard about a couple living in the USA. He said they traded in their baby for a Chevrolet. Let's talk about the future now, we put that past away. Turn up the TV, no one listening will suspect. Even your mother won't detect it, so your father won't know. They think that I got no respect, but everything means less than zero. Hit, 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 hit.
Romeo was restless, he was ready to kill. He jumped out the window cause he couldn't see it still. Juliet was waiting with a safety net. Said, don't bury me cause I'm not dead yet. Why don't you tell me about the mystery dance? I wanna know about the mystery dance. Why don't you show me cause I tried and I tried and I'm still mystified. I can't do it anymore and I'm not satisfied. Well, I remember when the lights went out and I was trying to make it look like it was never in doubt. She thought that I knew and I thought that she knew. So both of us were willing, but we didn't know how to do it. Why don't you tell me about the mystery dance? I want to know about the mystery dance. Why don't you show me, cause I tried and I tried and I'm still mystified. I can't do it anymore and I'm not satisfied. In the middle of the night, trying to discover my left foot from my right. You can see those pictures in any magazine, but what's the use of looking when you don't know what they mean? Why don't you tell me about the mystery dance? I wanna know about the mystery dance. Why don't you show me? Cause I tried and I tried and I'm still mystified. I can't do it anymore and I'm not satisfied. I can't do it anymore and I'm not satisfied. I can't do it anymore and I'm not satisfied. I can't do it anymore and I'm not satisfied. I can't do it anymore and I'm not satisfied. I can't do it anymore and I'm not satisfied. I can't do it anymore and I'm not satisfied.
I know where you've been. later. The legendary hitchhiker says that he knows where it's at. Now he'd like to go to Spain or somewhere like that. With a two-tone Bible and his 30 cigarettes, his suntan lotion and his castanets and wise.
Waiting for the end of the LP. Yeah, Elvis Costello. That was side B, finishing up side B now of Elvis Costello. His debut LP, My Aim Is True. We started out with Red Shoes, or The Angels Want to Wear My Red Shoes, moving into Less Than Zero. And then the punchy, fast-moving Mystery Dance, classic rock and roll there. Pay It Back, I'm Not Angry, and then Waiting for the End of the World, I Am Brad to the Bone. And Elvis Costello, Mystery Dance, very Chuck Berry sound, I swear, just like Chuck Berry. He had Nick Lowe actually on piano, that honky-tonk piano in the background, and screaming fast beat, very cool. Elvis Costello doing a lot of collaborations over the years, and writing with others even. He, to believe it or not, did you know this? Here's a little known fact. Elvis Costello actually co-wrote with Paul McCartney, one of his legacies. Being a serious music fan, he co-wrote several pieces with Paul McCartney, including Back on My Feet. That was a B-side of McCartney's 1987 single, Once Upon a Long Ago. And he, oh gosh, My Brave Face, Don't Be Careless Love, That Day Is Done. And there was a McCartney-Costello duet, also called You Want Her Too, from all of those were on Flowers in the Dirt, McCartney's Flowers in the Dirt LP in 1989. Yep. He performed with Green Day. How about that? In 2005. Performed with Green Day, and he did some cover tunes, cover songs from the Grateful Dead, including Friend of the Devil and one of my favorites, Ripple. Yep, yep. And then, oh, get this. He, Elvis Costello, appeared in 2011 on Sesame Street as himself, singing with Elmo and Cookie Monster. the first track on side B, Angels Wanna Wear My Red Shoes, he co-sang with Elmo and Cookie Monster, a song based on that song called Monsters Went and Ate My Red Too. How about that? So, yeah, fun stuff. Elvis Costello, great musician out there, still kicking. Hope you enjoyed today's Brad's Vinyl. I am Brad to the Bone. Thanks for listening.